You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rude, and I have in studio with me Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Melick. It's good to have you back, Mary. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
United Way of Hastings has been very busy, in the past year.
No, we have been, yeah.
In a previous segment, we talked about some of the challenges of the COVID pandemic, some of the things that you've learned and started to develop or incorporate into your responses to these kinds of things. In this segment, I want to go over a little bit about your outreach in funding your mission for the city of Hastings and the surrounding area.
Sure.
We briefly mentioned in the last segment how Schomer Insurance just contributed a pallet full of food or
a trailer full of food.
Sorry, Brian. It was
Brian would correct you. He would call you up, right, Brian? And he'd say, "Mary,
it's it was a trailer full of food." And this, the community partners that United Way of Hastings has are indispensable to your mission. You can't do what you do without the people and the businesses that partner with you and stand beside you.
Right.
And
go ahead.
I just wanted to start with the campaign sponsorship that you've got coming up. Which brings that information out to the community in general. You know, you have a good core of community partners, and this campaign sponsorship helps you find more of corporate and individual donations and partners with your mission. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago, we were wondering how we could appeal to more of our local businesses and help them with advertising and getting people in the door to, you know, local restaurants, getting more customers, clients, but then also help us in offset some of our expenses that we see when we are holding our annual giving campaign each year in the fall. So fast forward to 2020, and of course we all know that that was the pandemic year, but what people probably don't realize is that we still kept going on with our campaign sponsorships, and all of those Live United banners that were at Todd Field and sprinkled all over the community was from the generosity of our area businesses.
Right.
And each year, about this time of the year, they look at becoming a sponsor. They look into their budgets, they, you know, their marketing budgets and advertising, and if they have extra funds available, they look at the different levels of sponsorship that we provide, and most of them sign up to do a banner. And thankfully, we have a wonderful photographer, Dan Rother, that donates his services and takes pictures of the business individuals and graphic design. They work with us to give us a great deal on the banners themselves and the printing and so on. And we put up those banners at the time of our campaign, and people love them. It gives the business a lot of visibility. We're able to have them up for 90 days, which is huge for the businesses.
Right.
And then we also include that information on our materials in terms of the campaign sponsors' names and or their logos. And we also put it on our website for 12 months.
Yeah.
So we've always thought, you know, how can this be a win-win where the businesses are getting what they need, which is more advertising, more promotion, and then we're getting those campaign sponsorship funds to offset our campaign costs when we're out trying to fundraise for people in need in the community. I am getting to a point.
No,
so,
it's good.
So yeah, you know, to circle back around, all those funds that we receive then go to people in our community and services in our community to help those that are in need. We just finished our allocations process. And for those of you that are not familiar with United Way's granting arm, we grant funds to local nonprofits, area nonprofits that are providing direct services to individuals in our community. So United Way of Hastings, that model has that's been the same for the 60 years that we've been in existence, nearly 60 years. And then we have our own internal initiatives like the Food for Kids,
right,
that part of the funding will go to help run the Helping Kids Succeed webinars, yes, that we, yes, had available. But the allocations process is one of my favorite processes because it's truly community members coming together, neighbors here in the community that sit on a committee and they review the applications and they get a really good idea, a snapshot into the needs in the community. They decide which groups we are able to fund through our allocations guidelines and then at what amount we're able to fund. Mm-hmm. So we were very pleased to complete that process in 2021, and we have funded 360 Communities, their Lewis House, their domestic abuse shelter here in,
sure,
town,
okay,
Boy Scouts locally.
Nice.
We fund the troops and their scouting activities. Friends of the Mississippi River, people ask, well, what are you funding for, you know, Friends of the Mississippi River? That's more of an environmental versus a social service organization. But what they don't know is Friends of the Mississippi is doing a lot of stewardship here in this area, but they're also incorporating their activities with youth.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at that whole youth building a web of support,
exactly,
concept,
exactly,
that we've rolled out. And so they really support us.
They provide
with
learning
that concept.
Opportunities. Yep.
Absolutely. Community education, we fund the disability program as well as the youth enrichment program. The Hastings-Prescott Area Arts Council, they are going to be supporting through our grant the Summer Spark in the Park and scholarships,
good,
for the summer kids,
yep,
to have a meal and some activities over the summer months. We also fund through the school district the middle school, the positive behavior interventions program, and the high school, the field biology class, which ties in with the stewardship,
sure,
of the Friends of the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
Legal Assistance of Dakota County, that's not through the government of Dakota County sector. It's its own nonprofit, and we help them provide family legal assistance.
Mm-hmm.
We also fund PROACT. They provide job training, employment, skills, and enrichment for those individuals that have disabilities.
Sure.
And then lastly, we funded again this year for the second time, Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church. They have what's called Redo Fitness and Difference Makers and Doers of Good. And it is a health and fitness and food program that they have just been rock stars,
okay,
at.
Sure.
And their needs went from about 200 youth last year during the pandemic,
sure,
it grew.
Yep.
And so they actually serviced around 2,000,
wow,
youth and families.
Nice.
And so we were able to fund them again this year. And that's what's so special is that, you know, it's good to give good away, you know. And again, we're so thankful for the donations in our community. But it all, you know, circles back. The businesses support us. This week, they'll be all the businesses in the Hastings community in our service area will be receiving a sign-up form for campaign sponsorships.
Okay.
And that's kind of kicking off our campaign, so to speak, way early in April, but we need to start planning in advance so that we're ready to go by the time football season comes,
right,
in the fall and get those banners back
up. Get the banners up. Is that video still on the website from displaying the banners on the field last,
yeah,
fall?
It is. It's no longer on our homepage. We've put it on a different page, but yeah, it is. It was really cool, wasn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of having them out at the first open game, because there wasn't one because of COVID, they,
yeah,
just laid all the banners out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And local videographer took a, yeah, video of that and posted it up for you.
Yes.
And I would guess then also, just to kind of keep it light a little bit, that made it a lot easier this year, last year, because you didn't have to pull those frozen steaks out of the ground. I remember hearing a story about that where, you know, you had the campaign the one year and when it was done, it was really difficult to get the stakes out of the ground because they were frozen.
Yes, and some people will notice that, you know, in the spring, they'll see those stakes, yeah. And then we'll have to go around and pick them up. But no, for the most part, Hastings Community TV came down to Todd Field. They brought their drone,
yeah.
And it was fabulous. And it was just great because it was getting together, you know, socially distancing, of course, and taking all the precautions. But it was so wonderful to see the businesses that supported us and came out with their banners and laid them out on Todd Field.
Yep.
And then we had the drone shoot some footage. And I don't know what we will do this year. We need some ideas. So if your listeners have ideas of what we can do at Todd Field this year, let us know. But it's always a very special time for me to be at Todd Field and support our school district, our youth, of course, football. I kind of have a special place in my heart for football, as both of our sons played at Todd Field. And just, you know, be with the community, mm-hmm. and know that United Way of Hastings is here to help whenever there's a need. And, you know, sometimes we have needs ourselves at United Way of Hastings, and we have the area businesses to support us. So truly is a family.
And as I'm sitting here and you're talking about the allocations that go out, and I'm thinking about maybe there's a business out there that's kind of on the fence about whether or not to provide support to United Way of Hastings, I think that you have to look at it kind of as an investment. You have some maybe capital outlay to this organization that's been around for 60 years that helps the community, those in our community that have needs, to get them to a stable point where then they can come back and maybe contribute to the economy in finding work or being able to invest in their community in whatever goods and services right. they need. So that initial investment into United Way of Hastings may come back to them at a later date in something else. Maybe you now have a customer you wouldn't have had you not made that donation.
Absolutely.
Or you have time a talented person that now works for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a word that I'm trying to think of. I'm losing my words.
Well, people. Investment is a good word.
Well, and, I'm talking about the kind of investment, though, where they're investing in you and you're returning that investment mutual. It's a mutual investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you say that perfectly because there are a lot of businesses that get it. Mm-hmm. You know, when we say, oh, you know, they get it, or there are a lot of businesses that get it. And coming to mind is Xcel Energy, Scott Sharp, who's the previous site VP mm-hmm. at Xcel Energy Prairie Island Nuclear Plant, which is sure. in our service area. He's moved on to another position, but he is on our board of directors. And we were having this conversation a couple weeks ago about what Xcel Energy employees do and how can they get involved in their communities. And he is so for that because, you know, when you have healthy, strong employees, your business does better, of course.
Sure.
When you have a healthy, strong community, your whole lifestyle does better. You know, really.
It does.
People are happier. You know, it raises the bar for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've always looked at that as, you know, when we reach out a hand to one, we lift everyone up. And that's truly the case with United Way of Hastings. It is an investment. But many times, you know, by giving, whether it's your talent or your treasure, you get so much back just personally.
And intangibly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
When we were having our mental health webinars, and one of the webinars was on your mindset and, you know, how to get through this pandemic when it's been so stressful and when you're under stress and your family's under stress and some of the things that you can do, one of them is is just give of goodness. You know, say hello to people, write someone a note, and it makes you feel good and it makes the other person feel good too.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it raises the bar for everyone. Those are just little things that you can do, but that's what we do at United Way of Hastings, is we work with others. If there is a business that is on the fence and unsure whether they should sign up to get a banner, give me a call. I would really love to discuss it with you, because it really does come back to you twofold. And
sure.
The amount that you're investing for the banner, it means so much to us and our budget, and you're promoting your business in a very good way. And you know, it's also fun to be part of a family and to be part of the campaign sponsorship family, because we have a good time.
We do.
When we get together,
we dance
at
in the
Todd
studio
Field, and we dance. Yes, we dance, and people love it when we deliver their banners and mm-hmm. all that. And yeah, it is good, and it's fun to hear from people that may be driving through our community during the fall and contact me and say, you know, Hastings is a really good community. It must be really supportive of you as an organization, because I see all these banners up
sure.
and all of these businesses.
Sure.
And it's so great to hear that from people, because we are a great community, and we're very thankful for the support from the support of our businesses.
And one of the other things that always kind of bears re-mentioning is that the funds that are donated to United Way of Hastings don't leave Hastings.
Right.
You don't pay, say, franchise fees or any fees like that to an overarching or an umbrella organization.
Right. We pay dues. You know, we pay dues just like any organization has dues or other operational expenses. Like I pay dues to be part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
Here
right.
in Hastings, you know,
right.
things like that. And so for us to be able to use the United Way branding and some of the resources, of course, we
there
pay
is
dues
yeah, I
to
am corrected
United
there.
Way
sure.
worldwide. But every dollar that isn't for operational goes right back into the people in our
which
community.
Which was my point
and
to
that's
begin
your
with.
Point.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? That's a very good point, because when people are looking at giving to an organization, they should do some of that homework mm-hmm. and find out, well, where are those funds
going? Where do those
going?
Go? Yep.
And you can do that. You know, our 990, our tax return, is available through GuideStar.org. Of course, it's public information.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always call me up and ask me. You know, there's been times before when people have challenged that and they've wondered, or they've heard something that was incorrect.
Oh, sure.
And it's a matter of just educating people and letting them know that, no, these funds go right back into the community. So.
And with that, I have to let you know that we are kind of out of time at this point, but I would like to give you the opportunity, as always, to provide your contact information. People have concerns about where that money goes or how to make donations or if they need help.
Sure. Just give me a holler at 651-438-3337 or my email. You can go onto our website, unitedwayofhastings.org. All of our contact information is on our website, whether it be our phone number or email address. And also for those out in social media, we're on Twitter, other social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram. So just reach out to us.
Mary, it's good to have you back. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You are listening to Community In-Depth on AM 1460, FM 97.7, KDWA.